acquiescing. So won't you tell me that you're acquiescing? You know that we could have a love so fine. Baby, you know you can tell. Tell me to go straight to hell. But we can make it if the stars align. You wanna, you wanna. If we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent. If it's yours or mine. Half decent. If it's yours.
Good morning. Oh my god, I love saying that. Good morning, it's 8 a.m. And you're listening to Diana, and it's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show, Russian Hour. It's like rush hour, but it's Russian Hour. You get me? Yeah, and today I was thinking about like the theme of the show, what should we do, because the past two shows I had a theme, and now I'm kind of lost because there's just so many things going on right now in university. Yeah, college is tough, kids. College is tough. And I'm just scared to look at my calendar because there are so many things I have to do. And actually, I choose to do. So I think the theme of the show is escape moment. Because right now, doing the show is like an escape moment for me, because I know that right after that I would have to go to the gym, I would have to write my Zen Buddhist midterm paper, which is crazy. Yeah, but my professor extended the deadline one more extra day, and it's amazing. Great, man. Yeah, so my midterm paper is crazy. Yeah. So today we're going to listen to Russian music again. Not specifically like Russian, but sang in Russian, former USSR countries maybe. Some are sang in English, but they're still Russian bands. And it would be an interesting experience. But the intro to the show you just heard was by Conan Magazine. Oh, and sorry for the train sounds and background noise. It's because we have like a train station right next to the hall, so yeah, you will hear a lot of that. Sorry about that. So yeah, you heard Conan Magazine, his song from the Forever Dolphin Love, and the song was performed live. Don't remember where, but I heard it live in Moscow this summer in Strelka Bar. This is a very famous, like, authentic place in central Moscow where cool people, you know, like, interesting people in industries come together, and they're, like, performances and entertainment. And, yeah, sometimes they sell stuff there, like markets, but all with Russian brands, so like new emerging bands. And actually my sister, who has her own fashion design company, and she makes her own like clothes, she will be selling her own stuff in November. Yeah, this, like, I think actually in like a couple of days in Strelka Bar, maybe not there. Okay, never mind. But check out her clothes. It's world shipping. ANTW, a new type of wisdom. You can type it in Google. You can find it on ANTW official Instagram page. And yeah, awesome stuff. High quality. I always wear her stuff. Yeah, free stuff, free stuff. Okay. The next three songs we're actually going to hear today, they're completely new. So they were released on Wednesday last week, and I really, really, really wanted to share it with you guys, because immediately when I found out that they released, I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be so good for my show. Yeah, when you have your radio show, you only look at music from this perspective now, whether you want to put it on the radio or not. Yeah, so these three songs are from the brand new EP album of Ivan Dorn and Roman Bestseller. They called the EP album Three Good Songs. Literally, the name of the album is Three Good Songs. And these are three good songs. Like, I like them a lot. And just to remind you, or like inform you, because I talked about Ivan Dorn before I put them on before, but he is a Ukrainian singer and producer and DJ and actor and everything. He actually, a couple of years ago, he went to LA to produce like a brand new album. And was all sang in English. It's like techno and house a little bit. And it was made in America purely. So he moved to America for like a couple of months. Brought his team with him. They hired lots of actors to make like video clips and everything. So they made the whole album in US, and in one of his interviews he said that he spent a lot of money on that. So yeah, US is expensive. So three good songs. He said that to find out if the songs are good, he actually found on the internet his number one fan in Kyiv. Kyiv is the city in Ukraine. It's a capital, actually. Yeah. He found on the internet his number one fan who lives in Kyiv. And one night when they wanted to promote the EP, they went to his home, literally knocked on his door. He didn't know anything. He was like in his pajamas, and they just like, "Hey, do you want to check out our new three good songs, and you can tell us what you think?" So yeah, the guy was obviously shocked and confused and surprised and happy and crazy. Like, imagine if you're a fan of Beyonce and Beyonce just knocks on your door and saying like, "Yo, do you want to check out my new album? You'll be the first one to hear it." And so this was like Beyonce coming to him. And they sat like outside with the guitar, and they made like a bonfire, I think. So it was a really authentic moment. And they performed these three songs, and yeah, the guy liked it. They released it the next day, and right now you're going to hear it. So three songs in a row from Ivan Dorn's and Roman Beseller's new EP, Three Good Songs, starting now.
Улицы встретила самых неготовых нас. Там за турникетом ждали голода в поисках серебра да золота. Я случайно потерял саму тебя. Я случайно потерял саму тебя. Только не спрашивай, как это произошло. Мальчик заигрался, вылетел в окно. Улетел в самый свой нескучный рай. И случайно выронил главную деталь. Как-нибудь наизусть перескажем каждому, как мы не сдавались отпускать весну в сотый раз заново с привкусом горечи. Что осталось нам, это просто отпустить. Thank you.
доктор мне прописал не смотреть в твои глаза. Знаешь, получалось, только не сейчас. Отвернись, отвернись, не смотри, пожалуйста. Я же не стали, вдруг еще сломаюсь. Перестань, перестань, давай не будем разрезать.
Oh,
Yo, I'm back. I hope you missed me. These were three good songs from Ivan Dorn's EP, Three Good Songs. really, really good start of the day. Good groove vibes. I don't know, whenever you're listening it right now, for me it's early morning, 6 a.m. Tried to wake up at 6 today. 8 a.m., sorry. Oh my god, yeah, I'm going crazy. I tried to wake up at 6 a.m. today, failed, woke up at 6:52. I wasn't like sleeping, I was like in between. But yeah, and I went to bed at 10 p.m. yesterday, which is extremely early for me. But I was just so tired. Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm happy about what I'm doing right now, but I just want it to be over and then I can get a good night's sleep. Yeah. So, something everyone is talking about and probably was addressed before it and on WMFO, and obviously I have to address it as well. Kanye West. Yes, my friends. Kanye West has nothing to do with Russia, but his wife, Kim Kardashian, obviously she's Armenian. And as you know, Armenia was former USSR country. Armenians speak Russian. There are lots of Armenians in Russia. In fact, they all do their businesses in Russia. Yeah. So, Kim Kardashian, Armenian roots, Kanye West's wife, Kanye West. That's how we get in there. That's how we relate everything to the Russian hour. So, this glorious man released an album, Jesus is King. And I probably you've heard about it a lot. But yeah, Jesus is King is out. I personally been waiting for Kanye West's album for so long. Yeah, since his... I mean, Kid Cudi Ghost, yeah, was amazing, obviously. But I was waiting for his solo album. It's like Kanye West album. Kanye, yeah, style. But... oh, Kanye. Jesus is King. Not a single explicit word, which is good for the radio. But... so, yeah, he found Jesus. You see, Christianity, he found Jesus. He's happy right now. In Buddhism, we would call him enlightened. But to be honest, the first time I listened to the album, I didn't dig it. Like, I didn't like it. And I was kind of upset because it's something you've been waiting for so long and, you know, it's just disappointing. But for some reason, I, like, gave it a chance, like, the next day, listen to it again. And I liked it. It's not the best for me, obviously, but I liked it. There was something in there that was conveying the truth about his enlightenment, and for some reason I didn't find any reason not to believe him. So whatever he sings about, I understand why he does that, and I appreciate that. Like, I'm not going against him, I'm not following him, but I appreciate him for sharing, especially something so intimate and something that people tend to keep private. He just wants to share it, but it's also good because he knows his audience, so he knows that tons of teenagers will be like, oh my god, following Jesus is a trend now, so we should all follow Jesus, and maybe they will stop doing silly things and start going to church. But obviously it's ultimately everyone's choice. But it's just interesting trick that Kanye played with all of us, I think. Okay, I hope you like those three good songs. And I don't know why I decided to talk about Kanye, I just wanted to. And right now we're going to listen to Porto Calor. And their song called Keep It Safe from the album Fake Feeling. This band is from Moscow, and they sing in English, and they have really, really groovy jazz. So it's so nice. It's their debut album. It was released in 2018. Check them out. The band is called Porto Calor, and it's just beautiful. Yeah, I've been to their concert. Guys are amazing. And if you think you like it, check out their whole album. But right now it's going to be Keep It Safe by Porto Calor. Enjoy.
Too bright for one lantern, and now I'm in the dark. I'm in the forest blind hunter. I'm in the ocean deep for the shark. How can I keep it safe? And can I all just repeat it? It was the nature's beauty wave. It was the clear beauty here.
Thank you. слишком разбит.
Right now you listen to Slishkom by Masla Chernova Tmina from his album Kenshi. I have no idea what that is. Something connected to Asian culture, but I presume. Yeah, song is really nice, really touching, and I wish people who don't understand Russian would understand it, because the lyrics are really nice as well. And before that you heard Keep It Safe by Portocolor, and if you just tuned in, this is Russian Hour, and if you don't understand anything what's going on in the songs, it's fine, because it's a Russian Hour. It's 8:35 a.m. in Medford, and guess what? It's time to do public service announcement. I think I'll do pedestrian safety PSA. Yes. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. Hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Oh my god, this is so crazy and sad. Yeah, this is awful public service announcement. Sorry for doing it, but be safe. Seriously, be safe outside, because I always assume that people will stop if I'm crossing the road, but it's not true. So yeah, please be safe. And my mom keeps telling me to always be cautious when I'm crossing the road. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. And also, I would like to say hi to my Dzmao, George. Dzmao is brother in Georgian, and I think he's listening right now. So, hi to you as well if you're listening. I haven't seen him for a while. Yeah, it's crazy how life gets complicated. Okay, next song is by Lalita, and Russian people who are listening will be like, wow, Dayani, you're a teenager and you're putting Lalita on. But to be honest, I've been listening to this song for 2 days nonstop, and I realize I have to put it because it just gives me so much energy, especially when I'm completely done. And all I want right now is coffee. And if anyone is on the way to Curtis Hall in Tufts, please, please get me a cup of coffee because I really need coffee right now. So a song by Lalita called "На Титанике", and it will just help you to wake up, because it helps me to wake up, it helps me to do my workout, it helps me to do my homework. So yeah, please wake up. And I mean, if it's the middle of the day where you're listening to us right now, then be more energized. Enjoy Lalita.
Нет, не надо слов, не надо паники. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Вот и вся любовь, снимаю батики. Это мой последний день на Титанике. На Титанике. На берега. Я когда-то верила во что-то большее, чем чьи-то громкие слова, чьи-то нежные глаза, а по факту в которых лишь пустота. Я себя сделала сама, я никому ничего не должна. Опустила и взлетела выше к далеким берегам, вопреки шансам и острым волнам. Отпустила и пропела:
вы не мой капитан, а я не ваш океан. Так оставим ненужные проводы, вы не больше, чем спам,
разлитый по сердцам. Нет, не надо слов, не надо паники. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Вот и вся любовь, снимаю патики. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Нет, не надо слов, не надо паники. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Вот и вся любовь, бросаю фантики. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Я схожу на берега. Я сегодня до темна и пью чувства безо льда. Я свободна, я жива. Отключите провода от моих белых крыльев, а мне пора. Я себя сделала сама, я никому ничего не должна. Отпустила и взлетела выше к далеким берегам, вопреки шансам и острым волнам. Отпустила и пропела:
вы не мой капитан, а я не ваш океан. Так оставим ненужные проводы, вы не больше, чем спам,
разлитый по сердцам. Нет, не надо слов, не надо паники. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Вот и вся любовь, снимаю патики. Это мой последний день в акробатике. Нет, не надо слов, не надо паники. Это мой последний день на Титанике. Вот и вся любовь, бросаю фантики. Это мой последний день на Титанике. На Титанике. На Титанике. На Титанике. На Титанике.
Thank you.
Okay, this was Zemfira and her song "The Bilete." It's a live version. I generally prefer live versions to other versions, like the two record label version. I don't know what to say. Recorded version. yeah, this is a really good song, and I love it. I've been listening to Zemfira for a while now, and especially for the past week, I was just embracing my Zemfira mood. actually, my mom doesn't like her. I know, mom, you're listening, and I don't know, you don't really like Zemfira. And yeah, but I like her. And I like my mom. Love you, mom. Also, I'd like to say hi to Irina Suvorova. She's listening. She's our dearest friend, and I know they're listening right now. And hello to you all. I really miss everyone in Moscow, and I get homesick, of course, but I'm here to achieve my goals, so yeah, it's a good thing to do. Good sacrifice. So we actually have like 13 minutes left of the show, and so far I feel like it's been a meaningless show because I have literally nothing in my head right now because I'm tired and I really have to do a lot of things. But So, and sorry for this construction work. It's annoying. Yes, it is. But they're just literally constructing everything every day. I don't know why. It feels like there is like nothing left to construct and they're still doing construction work. I don't know. Okay, the next song. I don't feel like sad songs today, to be honest. So that's why the next song will be by Polygraf Sharikov. And the thing is that his surname ends with off, like in English, O-F-F. So you see, it's cool, cool thing. And it's a really funny song. And if you speak Russian, you will understand the lyrics and you will find it hilariously funny. If you don't, just enjoy the groove. You can Google the lyrics later if you want to. But before putting the song on, I would like to make an advertisement announcement. On the 16th of November, on Saturday, from 9:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m., women entrepreneurs at Tufts organize entrepreneurial conference We Lead at Tufts. So, you probably don't know, but I am a member of the Women Entrepreneurs at Tufts Society, a club where we talk about women empowerment and how to build businesses and where to start with and how to overcome patriarchy. And our club is organizing an entrepreneurial conference, which is open to everyone, whether you're a Tufts student or you're not a Tufts student. So please spread the word around. If you're in Boston area, if you're in Medford, if you're a Tufts student, you have no excuse not to come. Check out our Facebook event. We Lead at Tufts Entrepreneurial Society, or Entrepreneurial Conference, sorry, 16th of November. It will be in 574 Boston Avenue. And if you're not a Tufts student, you're still welcome to come. Unfortunately, you have to buy a ticket. But they are not expensive at all. And also, if you're going as a group of five, you can save up a little bit because we have like a bundle option of tickets. So I definitely recommend you coming. We will have networking, keynote speakers, workshops, lunch, obviously, innovation fair, and a panel. And amazing women are coming to talk about empowerment. And I think that's a huge topic of the 21st century of 2019, and we should be more involved in it. And I'm super grateful for the fact that I'm involved in this, and I'm looking forward to this event. So please, please check out the Facebook event, buy tickets, and I hope I'll see you on Saturday, 16th of November at We Lead at Tufts Entrepreneurial Conference. And I'll be there, and if you want to talk about Russian music, more than welcome. So yeah, next song, as I promised, Polygraf Sharikov. I hope you like it. Enjoy.
Сегодня вечером мы в Шереметьево при ясной погоде, согласно метео, я вылетел рейсом по расписанию. Такое начало у этой саги. Я взял с собой только паспорт и плеер, чтобы маршрут мой прошел веселее. На мне только шорты, панама и кроксы, и майка, что ладно, сидит на торсе. Я лечу далеко под видом туриста, первым классом мне подают игристое. Меня встречают люди в Макао, у меня с собой килограмм какао. Какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета, а это какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета, а это какао белого цвета. Мне сказали, что это не детская миссия. От этого мой светлый фьючер зависит. Так сказали мне люди, что меня послали с грузом какао в далекие дали. Мы летели-летели над облаками. Я верен, и мне килограмм какао. Я подумал, что если я возьму немного, в этом точно не будет ничего плохого. Я просто попробовал из пакета, где было какао белого цвета. И в иллюминатор стал смотреть с интересом и стал напевать эту самую песню. Какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета. А это какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета, какао белого цвета. А это какао белого я все громче и громче пел Григория Лепса. Ко мне подошли сразу три стюардессы. Спросили меня очень строго, что это. Я ответил:
какао белого цвета.
Я не знаю, как я обаял этих женщин, но в пакете стало немного меньше. Потом я душой становился все шире, предлагая в курс и другим пассажирам. И как так кило, лишь осталась пылинка. Я привет передал всем пилотам в кабинку. Надо только придумать, что сказать Макао людям, которые ждут какао.
Какао белого цвета, какао белого.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed Какао белого цвета. And if you know Russian, you know what it means. Yeah, can't talk about this on radio. So it's 8:56 and I will do our station ID. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you for being my listeners today, listeners of the Russian Hour. I'm your host, DJ MC Babushka Diana. I'm not Babushka. Actually, A$AP Rocky and his song Babushka Boy, it's a really funny story behind the song. Maybe I'll tell you about it next week, Tuesdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah. The next song is gonna be my last song, and I'll go to the gym because a girl gotta work out. Yeah, sorry for today's show being a little bit all over the place, and yeah, I hope I'll get everything ready tomorrow, and we'll just enjoy a good show. Okay, the next song is by Machete, which is called Красиво танцую. Dance beautifully. I don't know, should I translate the names of the songs into English? It sounds so funny for me. But okay, yeah, Dance beautifully, Красиво танцую. Really nice song was sent to me by my dearest friend, Sophia. And enjoy. the last Russian song of today on WMFO. And as always, Diana, Russian Hour, Tuesday, 8 a.m. Thank you for being with me today and have a great rest of the day.
Танцуй со мной, сожми усилия.